People need an income that's guaranteed to them.
If you lose money to taxes, you're never getting that money back.
You need to get serious about adding some lower risk.
Greed. I don't like greed.
The thing to be afraid of, honestly, is the thing that we're not thinking of, the black swan event.
There's a tsunami coming.
Bye, bye, bye.
Welcome to Retirement Coffee Talk with Sharice Rivers.
Just coffee talk.
There's a lot of noise, a lot of chatter. Who do you listen to? Who do you not listen to? You have to stay focused.
A fun and informative look at the issues of wealth, retirement, and protecting your life savings.
These advisors out there that were trained to sell, 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 and have all these fees, 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 they don't want to talk about this product, so they make less money.
And now, Retirement Coffee Talk with Sharice Rivers.
Hello again, and welcome to Retirement Coffee Talk with Sharice Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. Online, find us, as always, zinniawealth.com, Z-I-N-N-I-A, wealth.com. If it's time to talk about your retirement, that is what Sharice does. Let's talk through it. Let's find out what your concerns are, and let's address those concerns, whether it's some of the things that we're going to talk about on the show today, like running out of money or taxes or Social Security. We've got some answers for you and a plan to go along with it. So, Sharice, how are you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing great, and I'm still burning calories from Easter.
The chocolate marshmallow bunnies, yes.
You know what? I really got fixated on the jelly beans this year. I don't normally do it, but I think because my daughter and I was prepping the office for Easter, so we do an Easter egg hunt for Team Zinnia, and we were doing these big eggs, putting gift cards, and just all this candy in it. We don't go too heavy on the candy, but I was eating a lot of jelly beans. And then we were doing these eggs for the egg hunt, and each egg had, you know, candy in it again and jelly beans. And inside of that, my daughter wrote something about God in a little note, and we put a free suit for work or a blow dry color and wash or cut. And then another one, it'd be, you know, one day off of work paid. So it was this, our typical, nice, you know, thing we do here. And so it was fun, but I ended up eating, I don't want to admit it, but maybe half a bag of jelly beans
now,
in 24 hours.
Is it the big jelly beans or the little jelly belly ones?
Well, here's the problem. They started big. We actually had two bags, and the first bag, they were the big ones and they were really good.
Yeah.
And then the second bag with the little ones, they were even better, I thought. So my daughter was like, Mom, it is 11:30 at night and stop eating the jelly beans. And she hardly ate anything. I was so proud of her. So
you're going,
like,
to get a tummy ache here, kid.
I know. They say I have an iron steel clad stomach, like nothing. I could eat meat off the plate 4 days later and I would not get sick on food. Like, it is kind of true. Anyways, we had a fun time. Lots of church time with the kids. The kids spent some time passing out food at one of the churches, and so it was just a good time.
Well, we hope everybody had a great Easter and spent some time with family and friends, and that is what it's all about, because that's what we talk about in retirement. Family is one, number one, and you're going to want to spend time there, and you're going to want to go on a trip or two, and you're going to want to have the money to do that. So that's what we do here, is talk about building a plan for exactly that. And as we talk through the show today, I want to just pay attention to the website here, zinniawealth.com. That's really the best place to go. We've got a gold box there. It says complimentary retirement consultation. When you click on that, it'll get you on your way. All right, so we talk about retirement here on the show, and it is a topic that comes up a lot these days. Ben Shapiro is a conservative talk show host. He has a podcast, and a lot of people like him. I like a lot of the things that he says, but boy, I think he stepped in it knee-deep this past week when he was talking about retirement. He says that retirement is stupid.
It's insane that we haven't raised the retirement age in the United States. It's totally crazy. No one in the United States should be retiring at 65 years old. Frankly, I think retirement itself is a stupid idea unless you have some sort of health problem. Everybody that I know who is elderly, who has retired, is dead within 5 years. When Franklin Delano Roosevelt established 65 as the retirement age, the average life expectancy in the United States was 63 years old. Today, the average life expectancy in the United States is close to 80. It's totally insane that you believe that you should be able to work from the time that you are essentially 20 to the time that you are 65, which is a 45-year period, pay in, and then you will receive Social Security benefits sufficient to support you and your family for like another 20 years. That's crazy talk. That is not fiscally sustainable. I failed to see how a country in which our entire leadership class is 80 plus is telling you that we should have a retirement age of 65. It makes no sense at all.
Ben.
Okay. You know, oh, little young, very vibrant, loud greenhorn you are.
Oh, you so, wet behind the ears, kid, you.
Yeah, you know, let me come at this in two perspectives. Like I'm young like him, and then right. like I'm also retired yeah. because at the end of the day, he's just basically saying, guys, gentlemen, women, all y'all out there getting ready to retire or in retirement, that he's just saying that the government is not responsible with the money and he's afraid Social Security is going to be here in the future. And I think that's where he's going with it. But let's be real. That's a little ridiculous what he just said, Randy, because you all should be retiring earlier than 65 and collecting your Social Security income plus whatever you save. So we have to enjoy our years. So he is going to probably, when that guy retires, I will be on YouTube saying, all right, Benny, life has changed. Yeah. You're 55 and retired. Or he's going to uh-huh. he's gonna be the dude that works to 90 and does not live life the right way, right?
Look, you and I mean, you work behind a desk. I work behind a microphone. He works behind a microphone. There are people out there, yes, we can continue on until we're 70 years old or whatever if we want to. But there are people that lay tile for a living. You know, they got, you know, protective things on their knees. And that, you know, when you get to be 60, 65 years old, things start breaking down. You know, when Ben gets up, when he's 65 years old, he bends over to put on his socks and his back goes out. Talk to me then, Ben.
That happened to me the other day.
You know, I think he doesn't have exactly the right viewpoint here. But what I will say is this. A couple of things he said. Franklin Delano Roosevelt started, you know, Social Security. Yes. Social mm-hmm. Security retirement age was 65. No, it's 62. And your Social Security check was never designed to be your sole source of income in your retirement right. years. Let's just get that out there right now.
Right. I mean, because this is why there was a three-legged stool.
Yes.
You had a Social Security, you have savings. What's that third leg, Randy?
Yeah, Social Security, your savings, and a pension.
Yes. And so the assumption was you always had two legs to lean on mm-hmm. if Social Security was gone. Because that was a big fear for a long time, years ago, like Social Security would be gone. That fear went away for a very long time, and now it's back. And then the fears of what if the pension goes away, but the company can't manage it? Then you had your Social Security, and then you had your savings. And nothing's ever guaranteed in life, right? But I will say this. Social Security is not going away, right? Not at least for the baby boomers. There's no time for the baby boomer to go back to work. And at that age, you don't want to go back to work. And it's very hard to get a job, right?
Yeah.
And sometimes you're just forced out of work. So again, I feel like our baby boomers are good to go. I do worry about the generations behind the baby boomers, right? That's me. I think that's not you, Randy. I think you're clear.
Yeah. And I will say this. As long as people are working, Social Security comes out of your paycheck. It's that FICA thing in there that comes out of your paycheck. And as long as people are working, there will be some funding for Social Security.
Right.
And they've told us that, you know, in 2033, we're mm-hmm. going to kind of go upside down with this thing and there'll be more going out than coming in. But that doesn't mean mm-hmm. the program ends. Come on.
Right. So let's talk about that 2033, because it was a big fear that came out last year in 2023. They had a big scare and said, hey, by 2033, if something doesn't change, because there's not enough people working for the people collecting, because there's 10,000 baby boomers retiring every day and they want that darn check that they deserve. And they're just saying that your Social Security check could be going down about 20%. And that's an average of that is $800,000 to $1.5 million extra that the retiree had to have saved to replace Social Security. So that just can't happen.
Right.
But other changes will happen to protect those baby boomers. The only focus right now is protecting our baby boomers. And whatever they got to do, we all have to participate. And there's a moaning and groaning about it. You next Xennials and Gen Xers and millennials, we have to do this, protect grandma, grandpa, mom, and dad. And if we don't get Social Security, I hope you're listening today. I hope you are saving money like you have never saved before.
Yep. I think that it's important to know that we can't lean on Social Security for all of our retirement income. We've said that many times before. There has to be more. And we know that you're bringing more to the table. You've saved well. You've put money in a 401k. How does that become a paycheck for you? Well, that's why you sit down with Charisse, not only to bring Social Security into retirement, but also everything else. Let's talk through it. Your Number here to call is 833-368-3680, 833-368-3680, or give us a look on our website, ZinniaWealth.com, ZinniaWealth.com. Hit the gold box there. It says complimentary retirement consultation. That's exactly what it is. If you want to know how much you're getting in Social Security, what would happen if they cut Social Security back, how would you make up that income? That's exactly what Charisse does. Give us a look again. ZinniaWealth.com. All right, so we've done these stories. Charisse and I have been doing this show for 10 years, okay? So over those years, everybody continues to ask, how much do I need for retirement? And 10 years ago, we might have said $1 million is what everybody shoots for. Well, that number keeps going up, 1.1, 1.2, and now we're up to $1.8 million is what the surveys say. So just recently, instead of asking all the financial institutions how much you need, they asked people. And guess what number came back? $1.8 million. So,
you know, Randy, it was only a year ago everybody was saying a million. And year before, how did inflation double on what our needs were? So it's a bunch of mumbo jumbo.
It's crazy. But every time you and I talk about this story, what you say is it depends. So if somebody comes to you and says, I think I need $1.8 million, and then you do the math, how many times do you do that analysis and say, you don't need as much as you think you need?
Every day. I love what I do because I don't care how much money you have. You step in my office, I will find a solution. I will send you down that track or that path if you're not quite ready. But I solve those problems every day. Our advisors solve that problem every day. I'm sitting here with the biggest smile because it is so true and it's the coolest thing we do here and nobody does it better than us. Okay. I don't think that's a compliance issue, right, Randy?
It's an opinion.
So
yeah,
it is an opinion. And gosh, I hear it all the time. They're like, wow, that was so simple. You know, people come in with all these charts and they're like, this person gave me this, but I don't understand it. I'm like, all right, let's throw it away. Let's use our stuff. Right. When they come in and they're just trying to figure out what we're all about. Listen, you don't have to have $1.8 million to retire on unless you need $200,000 a year to live on. Mm-hmm. Most people who come in here, Randy, don't need $200,000 a year to live on. I do have a few, maybe more than a few, but we get people who have saved $500,000 and they can live on that. A lot of them have Social Securities. A lot of them have rentals that they put together with it. Some of them have pensions and Social Security and $500,000. Some people have Social Security and just rentals. Some people just have Social Security. We can't help them, unfortunately, but we'll at least give them direction on what they can do moving forward, right? Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many things you can do. The $1 million, $1.8 million is bogus, right? Stop listening to all the news out there, all the talking heads that are talking for thousands of difference of ages and demographics. Apply it to your personal situation, your interior of your home and your walls, if you're married, if you got kiddos in a house, you're taking care of grandkids, whatever it is. Let's see and do the math to see if you can retire on your 500 or if you can retire on your million. And if you have 4 million and you are spending $300,000 a year, let's make sure you are the person that doesn't run out of money because maybe somebody needs to have a conversation with you, right? That's what we do here.
Well, we've said this before. What would you rather be, the person with $1 million in a 401k or the person with $150,000 saved and then you have a pension on top of that and you have Social Security? So, I mean, when you start to add that up, the person with $1 million, that's all tax deferred. So when they take it out, it's probably really $700,000 and it's not guaranteed income, but a pension is, Social Security is, and you start to add that up and people can come to the table with all sorts of different numbers and just be just fine. But we don't know until we do the math.
Yeah. And let me tell you an amazing conversation I have. Well, I have these conversations every day, but it just resonates honestly because a young lady who at the age of 66 came to me in 2019, she had $950,000. And she said, Charisse, I've been listening to your show. I'm trying to retire when I get to a million, but you keep saying I don't have to. So that's why I'm here. But I feel like I got to hit that million. It's just one of those mentals. It's a psychological thing for me. Tell me I'm wrong. Oh my goodness. So she was a nurse for 40 years and she worked her butt off. And I will tell you, when we did the income plan, with her Social Security. And she had a small pension and what she had saved. She was never going to run out of money. And she was going to leave a very, very nice legacy. But she paid off her debt, right? Mm-hmm. She was going to do a couple of trips a year and enjoy life. You know, she wanted to do gardening and, you know, take her girlfriends out to lunch every once in a while. That was what she wanted to do in retirement. And she is still able to leave the legacy. And when we got done, she went, I can retire. You know what she did at the end of 2019, December? She retired. She, at 66, was retired. And what happened in 2020?
Oh.
COVID.
Yeah.
And you know, she came to me. She went, oh my gosh, Charisse, you took me off the front line. As much as I felt like I needed to be there, I'm not sure I would have survived it. I don't know if I would have had the energy because people were working so hard.
Yeah.
And she went, oh my gosh. And you protected my money along the way. She said, the conversation was amazing. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
And she deserved to retire. She didn't know she could retire. She was fixated on the number. She listened to Dave Ramsey, Susie Orman, Clark Howard, or Kramer on Squawk Box, right? Don't listen to the noise. Let's just see what you need. I love doing this. Our staff loves doing this. And if we can get you to retire earlier than planned, we're going to let you know.
Well, this is what we say every single show, and we will do it every single show forever. And that is, come in and let's do the math, your math, on your retirement. Don't listen to this stuff. If you're ready, or even if you think you're ready, or maybe your money's not ready, you don't know, let's take you from wondering to knowing. Let's do the math on your retirement. We do that for you at no charge. We call it a complimentary retirement consultation. There's a gold box on our website. If you click that, we'll ask you to put in a little information there, and then our team will reach out to you to get a date on a calendar. Or you can reach out to us, 833-368-3680. 833-368-3680. We're going to take a break when we come back. You're probably going to go on a vacation this year. Maybe you're going to take a plane ride. Okay. When you go up there and you put your luggage up there, they're going to charge you. You would not believe how much money the airlines are making on baggage fees. I'm going to tell you what that number is coming up next on Retirement Coffee Talk. Welcome back to Retirement Coffee Talk with Charisse Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. Online, you can find us at zinniawealth.com, ZINNIAwealth.com. That's our website, but you can also find our podcast. If you're listening to this show and you got to get out of the car, you can't listen to all of it, but you want to hear more, well, that's okay. We've got this online for you. All your favorite podcast providers, Spotify and iTunes, it's all there for you. Just look up Retirement Coffee Talk. This show, portions of shows, lots of different things there for you. Check out our podcast. You can also find a link on our website as well. All right, so one of the biggest ways that we get clipped every year is baggage fees at the airport. I've got so many stories, but not enough time to do them.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, if you were to add up the top 20 airlines, how much they made in baggage fees alone? $33 billion, billion with a B. $33 billion in baggage fees.
I believe it. Totally.
Now, if you add up flight changes, seat changes, and all the other fees that they charge you, it goes up to $118 billion.
We're in the wrong industry. Hello.
Holy smokes.
I know.
I was just totally shocked by that.
You know what, Randy? We are taxed to death. We are fee to death. And you know what? Eventually, death is upon us, right? The three worst things that are guaranteed in life,
there
for sure.
Death, taxes, and fees now, right?
No.
All right. So, I mean, every time you go to an ATM, it's on a network, you pay a fee, you look at your phone bill, you got a fees, and you don't understand what all these fees are. But you know what? We talk about financial stuff here on this show, and this is an area that a lot of people don't know about, they don't pay attention to. And they should. And it's something that comes out of your analysis is how much are you paying to have that 401k in Fidelity? How much are you paying to have that mutual fund or to buy that stock or to sell that stock?
Mm.
The financial industry is full of fees, isn't it, Charisse?
Hidden fees, hidden fees. And people don't want you to know about those fees, right? I mean, we talked about this last week. We talked about how somebody came in and their fees were close to $20,000 and ours were $4,000. Why?
Gosh.
Well, we are changing how retirement looks, the outlook of your fees when you save those dollars each and every day, how much you get back in your pocket. So fees are everywhere, right? And fees are good because you're getting something, you're getting a value. But fees aren't good if you're not getting a value. For example, somebody just came in, they said, we're with Fisher, right? And they said, I've been with them for 2 years and we're finally back to even, yet I'm being charged. I don't know if that one was 1.25 or 1.5. And they said, I'm not getting a value. They're not doing the full holistic approach like you are. They just put me in a 60-40 and I see something change maybe once every 4 months. They're like, that is what you're talking about. This is talk jock. Those are your fees. I'm being feed to death. And then we just do that fee analysis. Like, listen, this is what you pay here. This is what you pay there. I can do the same thing they're going to do and I can be buy and hold and not be holistic, but at least save you some money. But we like the whole approach. So even though we're going to charge a couple of bucks in fees, right, which is to me the most reasonable around here, we are actually going to do stuff. Social security planning, elder planning, tax planning, life planning, estate planning. We're going to talk to your kids. It never ends. And we don't do that because we have to. We do it because we actually love to and we love our clients and we want to help in every realm we can. Even when it comes to Medicare, we have our Medicare gurus. We're going to help you and guide you through Medicare. There's so many phases, but we're not going to fee you for all those little things that we sprinkle in, just like the baggage fees. Every time you add a bag, every time you upgrade, I want Delta. I want you know, business class. I want this. I want that, right? You're going to get an extra fee. Here at Zinnia Wealth, we're not going to keep feeing you. You want to take withdrawals from your account? We're not going to charge you a fee, right? But I will tell you this. Buyer beware. There's a ton of fees. There's more fees in your 401k than you actually realize. That's why we do that 401k x-ray. So we can show you what you have. We can show you if you can't get out of that 401k because you've got it, you're still committed to working and they won't let you move it. Well, here's some other choices at your 401k. When you come in and see us, if you don't have a 401k, you're retired, you're prepping for retirement, and I see these accounts loaded in mutual funds, I already know what kind of who you're dealing with, right? Not only do you have a mutual fund commission, there's also a fee inside of that, okay? Those are for the loaded mutual funds. And the non-loaded mutual funds, which you can get at Vanguard, there aren't commissions. Fidelity doesn't typically have commissions, but the advisor is going to charge you 1%, and Fidelity is going to charge you 0.5% to 1%. So there's fees. I mean, that's a lot of fees. A 1.5% is still feed to being you to death. Why would we do that on a $500,000 portfolio? Why would we do that on a $1 million portfolio? And why would we do that when you got $4 million, right? Your fee should be 0.5%. Yeah. So just know who you're buying, know who you're working with. And I used to say this all the time, Randy, and I haven't said it in a while, but I do say it in my workshops when we do those workshops every month. Interview three advisors. Come in. I dare you. I dare you to come in and interview me or one of our members here, one of the advisors, and then go interview two more and you will see the quality and you will see the difference. And now you are prudent, you are intentional and you did it. Now, whatever decision you make, you're going to know that it's the right one based on your first, second, and third appointments. And you go with your gut. And that's all we ask. That's our ask.
It's such a good point to bring up is what are you getting for what you're paying? And the financial industry is weird. I mean, if you went to go to get your car, get an oil change, and you had a Honda, and they said, okay, it's $50 to get your oil change if you have a Honda. But then you bring a BMW in there, and they say, oh, no, it's $150,000 for your oil change. Why? Because you have a more expensive car? Really? So that means if you have $500,000 and bring it in, you get charged this much. But if you have $1 million, you get charged this much for doing the same work. It just doesn't make sense. And you as the consumer, you as the client should look right at that advisor and say, what is this costing me? And if you don't like the answer that comes back, walk. You know, you should be able to make that kind of a decision. So,
well, exactly. I had a client come in, Randy, and they just said, how much did the tires on your car just cost you that you said you had your tire blown out? I'm like, oh, about $1,000. It's like for four tires. They're like, their car's half the size of mine. It's like, we were just quoted four tires for $2,000. So, of course, I know. You got to shop around. So, if you're going to go buy tires, shop at three places. Go to the one place you would never go to, and then go to your normal place. And then, you know what? If you like the normal place, go back and say, hey, I found these, and then barter with them. You're allowed to do that, by the way.
Come in and find out the difference at Zinnia Wealth. We'll show you right away. Give us a call. Give us a look on our website, zinniawealth.com, ZINNIAwealth.com. That portfolio x-ray that we talk about gives you an analysis of how much you're paying and then how can we help and how can we put more of that money in your pocket. 833-368-3680 is our number, 833-368-3680. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, Susie Orman, we, you know, quote her sometimes, we look at her articles sometimes, and she's been pretty active lately, and there's some things that she said recently that we can kind of grab onto, and then there's some things that she said that Charisse is kind of going, maybe I need to clarify this a little bit. Let's take a look at Susie Orman coming up next on Retirement Coffee Talk. Welcome back to Retirement Coffee Talk with Charisse Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. Online, find us at zinniawealth.com, ZINNIAwealth.com. If it's time to talk about your retirement, there's a gold box there, and it says Complimentary Retirement Consultation. You can click on that, and that'll get you on your way. You can also give us a call at 833-368-3680 to set up a time. We can sit down and talk about your retirement. And there's also other ways to find us as well with a podcast. We have it on iTunes and Spotify and all your favorite podcast providers. So just look us up under Retirement Coffee Talk. All right, Susie Orman. Every now and then, Charisse and I text back and forth. Do you hear what Susie Orman is talking about? So we just talked about Social Security a little bit. She happened to have an article about Social Security and says, you know what, y'all just need to chill out about Social Security. There's a lot of fear out there on Social Security. And she said, here are some things that you should take into consideration that should kind of chill down that fear just a little bit. And we've talked about this already. Social Security is not set to run out of money. The benefit may go down, but 75-80% is better than nothing. So I think that's a really important factor. And I think she's right on this one, Charisse.
I think baby boomers are just fine. I know it sounds really scary to even hear that potentially you're only going to have 78% of Social Security coming in, or maybe you're going to be deducted 20%, whatever the numbers are. But I don't like gratitude because the fact is like, hey, we're lucky to get it. Mm. Well, you know what?
You
put in the entire time. We're not lucky. Yeah. This is what we are entitled to, what we should get. This was part of the deal. This is the contract we signed in the beginning phases of our earnings career. So I don't like that. I just think there needs to be a politician. I think there needs to be a push where there's a solution. We just don't say, all right, sorry, we made a mistake. Our sticky little fingers went into this is why we are. We are. No, we can't forgive that. So there has to be action and there has to be a solution, right? So, and I do think they're trying to come up with a solution. I think our baby boomers are A-okay. And I want to be optimistic to that, even though I try to stay pessimistic in our planning. But there's some other things, you know, on this list she talks about.
Okay. So number two, she said, you know, all this talk about raising the retirement age, it will not affect those of you who are on the verge of retirement. So if you're a baby boomer right now and your full retirement age is 66 or 67, that probably is not going to go up to 70 in the next year or so. I know Nikki Haley used that as part of her political platform. She believes that the retirement age should go up, which probably means the Social Security age will go up, meaning maybe it's not 62. They start giving you benefits at 65. But that just hasn't happened yet. So for those of you who are on the edge of retirement, you know, 10,000 people retiring every day, Charisse, this should not really be a big worry.
Exactly. It'll be for the next generation, or at least 10 to 15 years past, right? Mm-hmm. So the people who are aging in and starting to retire, we should be good to go. And as much as I like to say we should be, there's never a guarantee, but it would be absolutely insanity if it was otherwise any different, right? That would just be wrongdoings and nobody would trust the government. I mean, we already have trust issues with the government, of course, but that would be like, that would take us down. That would be a massive problem because all of us have parents or grandparents. Yep. And if we find out the young people, you're worried about the retirees having the strike, you know, up in Washington, you wait for their kids and grandkids to show up. You got a serious problem ahead of you. So I truly believe in that and everybody's vote and everybody making a difference. actually counts. We just all have to work together, you know.
And some of this is in your hands. Point number 3 and 4 for her list here is, if you want a bigger check, you have the option to wait till 70. If you need the money sooner, you can take it. So if you need it at 62, take it at 62. But I think, Charisse, we should talk through that at the conference table and say, you know, when is the best time? So that is a big part of your income planning, isn't it?
It is. So what I did just the other day, two people came in, they were 63 and 64, and one of them said, hey, we think we both should collect right now. And they both had a really nice earnings schedule that actually the missus was going to get $2,800 and Mr. was going to get like $2,600. And I said, you know what? But I'm not sure that's the real answer. So we pulled it up. I showed them their entire plan, everything they had saved, everything they're going to live on, plus taking Social Security now. One of them has a mom still alive at 104 years old that just got in an airplane by herself, wow. Right? And I went, more of a reason to reconsider your plan. So I said, here's your plan the way you want to do it now. And then I said, let me just say, what if the higher income earner that had all the wages that were much higher than the other spouse and waited. What if we waited 2.5 more years to your full retirement age? It was like 66 and 10 months or something. And we did the math. And what it showed us at the end of the day, by waiting, we had to pull a little more out of our assets. But what it did is it gave us more money on that Social Security check for the remaining, if you happen to live 30 more years, but if you lived as long as your mom, that's 44 more years or something. It showed that their asset grew so much larger by 200,000. It wasn't tremendous. And I said, for you guys, if we have a parent living that long, the chances of one of you living to 90 is more likely than ever. So you got to look at your odds. And they were super healthy too. And the husband was like, no, I'm probably not going to live, but you know, past 82, maybe. I said, okay, we're predicting now. But it was good to do that and just to see it. And then we said, well, what if you waited, the higher income earner waited to 70? When we waited to 70, it actually made even more sense. But it didn't make more sense if they didn't live as long as mom, right? But I said, if you pass away at 85, it was better to collect at 67. So this is what my income plan does. It helps us figure out what is the best plan overall, and you get to take it and you get to deliver on it, and we can help you or can do it on your own. But people are like, oh, I've always wanted to know. We just made these assumptions. You can't, the robo calculators online don't tell us. And you know, so it was just very handy, and it was, people just love seeing that.
And the other thing that we talk about is you don't get that kind of advice down at the Social Security Administration. They can't give you specific advice. They can tell you what's available, but they can't tell you this would be best for you. That conversation has to happen in your office. So just going through these one more time, Susie Orman basically saying, chill out about Social Security. I know it's scary, but yes, the benefit may go down, but there's still 75% there. If they raise the age, it probably won't affect you. You have the options of waiting till 70 or taking it right away at 62. And as Charisse just outlined, married couples do have more strategies to go through than a single person coming to the table. So there are a lot of things that are good about Social Security. I got to believe that our politicians in the 11th hour are probably going to do something, but they're going to wait until the last possible moment, aren't they?
They are. Come on now. You know how it works. And then the final hour, tick tock.
Yep.
Here's the deal. That client, that is my client now that I spoke about, they were with a very big time advisor in the Villages. And they said, Charisse, we came to your class in Villages and we're just like, we've never seen a class like this. And they've been to them all over the last 6 years that they've been living there. And they said, we asked our advisor about Social Security and they were a deer in headlights. We asked our advisor about tax planning. They were like, we don't do that. And they're a big time, like one of the biggest. Mm-hmm. And they said, we want to come to you because you do take a holistic approach. Your fees are lower and we need these answers. And so this is why they're working with us. So this holistic approach is what retirement planning is all about. It's not about just your investment in a 60-40 portfolio. There's so much more. And trust me, you're going to have questions and you're going to want somebody to lean on.
Well, that's one of the big questions we all have is, when should we take Social Security? How much are we going to get? And what happens if it gets cut back? These are good questions to ask as we talk about your income planning for retirement. You need to know how much is coming in. You build your life on your paycheck now, you'll do the same thing in retirement. Let's get that locked down. Let's do the math on on your retirement, including your Social Security. Give us a call. Give us a look on our website, ZinniaWealth.com, Z-I-N-N-I-A, wealth.com. Hit the gold box that says complimentary retirement consultation, or give us a call at 833-368-3680. All right. So the other Susie Orman story that we're going to handle here today is the one where Cherise said, let's talk about this. She's dead wrong. Okay, so here we go. Apparently, Susie on her podcast was talking about people with lower incomes and having to take capital gains. And she says, if you have an income that is $47,000 or lower and you sell something where you have capital gains, she says you'll pay zero taxes. Is that true, Cherise?
Oh, Susie, girl, you're fired, or girl, it's time to retire, girl, you're denied. That's her own words, right? You're denied.
That's not the math, huh?
Okay, so everybody knows I love me some Susie Orman. And so when I heard this Social Security thing, I'm like, you know what? I need to go listen to her podcast. I haven't listened to it in a while. I'm telling you, over the last couple of weeks, if you turn into our podcast, you're going to hear this. She literally says that you have $1 million in Apple stock. Literally, she says this. And let's say you put $500 and now it's $1 million. If your income is under $47,000 and you sell all your stock, you pay zero taxes. I dropped to the floor. I was doing my leg workout in my gym and I went, what? I stopped. I emailed my CPA. It had to be 5:30 in the morning. I'm like, I just heard this on Susie Orman. Did something change this year that I totally missed out on because I'm fired? And she went, no, that is not true. And I went, okay, thank goodness. And I'm like, how many people did Susie just hurt? She's not a financial advisor. She's a talking head that knows basic finance stuff. There's people out there that have listened to that show that love her. And I get it. And she's helped so many of you. And she's an inspiration. And you know what? She deserves the respect. And she's just that amazing. But as amazing all these people are, they don't always know what they're talking about because they don't do it every day. This is very intrinsic. This is very detailed, very granular. This is what we do every day. People are selling, Randy. And you know what? Once they sell, I bet millions of people across the country sold that day. They're like, shoot, the market's up. I should do this. And she's going to get caught, you know, and this was one of them.
Is she speaking real generically? I would imagine, you know, with a program like her. But when you cite Apple stock, $1 million, cost basis $500,000, and say you sold it all and you pay no taxes, I mean, that's math. And math and taxes, it don't lie. You either pay or you don't.
She didn't say it once. She said it twice. And she says, I know for a fact. And this was the same issue years ago. And you know, I know. I was like, oh, dear. So anyways, I hope Susie hears me one day and just says, you know what? Maybe I need to talk to that girl, Susie. Maybe we need to do a podcast together because you are amazing. But anyways, just know, you guys, there's a lot of noise out there and we all make mistakes. It happens. But that was a really big one. So we want to be very careful when we're doing radio and podcasts that we don't give over information. We're not too detailed because there is some rules that if your income is under $47,000, for example, and let's say you're at $30,000. And that means you're under, you know, the 12% tax bracket. As long as you're under the 12% tax bracket, then you have $35,000 in income. And then maybe you sell $100,000 in Apple and the capital gains was $17,000. Those dollars would not be taxable. So that's a true statement. Anything over that, you will have capital gains. So the remaining $900,000 in stock, you're going to have a massive capital gains issue. So I think she knew basics, but she didn't understand. And I had to listen to it three times because I was like, please tell me I'm wrong. Please tell me I'm not hearing this.
This is why we say do the math. You know, I mean, this is why you've got to sit down with the calculator and really dive down deep. And we've been saying that phrase for years. Let's do the math on your retirement. Let's not do a broad brush stroke. Let's not say, oh, I think I need $1.8 million to retire. Let's do the math on your retirement. We do this show. We're out there. We're talking about finances as well. But what we always say is we won't know until you walk in the office and we sit down and do the math. And that's really what we're asking for you to do and get a real good handle on your retirement. Give us a look online, ZinniaWealth.com, ZinniaWealth.com, or you can give us a call, 833-368-3680. We're going to take a break. We have our Ask Charisse segment coming up here. We're going to ask a question about RMDs and 401ks, and we're going to get a little help with retirement planning from Jerry Seinfeld. That's coming up in our next segment. Stand by. Welcome back to Retirement Coffee Talk with Charisse Rivers at Zinnia Wealth. Online, it's ZinniaWealth.com. And while you're there, you can click through a little bit, and on the navigation bar, it says Contact Us. And if you click on that, you roll down, and there's a place where you can actually ask Charisse a question. It's an email there, and we will handle that question here on the radio. So we have a question here today, and this is a person who's writing into a financial column, and they say, I've got a 401k. If I dip into my 401k or IRA before I turn 73, will those withdrawals count toward my RMD? The answer that came back to her was yes and no. Okay. Charisse, explain the yes and explain the no.
I have this question. This question has come many times, right? And if you take, let's say you're 70 and you don't have to take an RMD till 73. If you take money out of your IRA now, it will not count for your RMD in the future. Okay. I think where the confusion is you want to lower the RMD withdrawal amount you have to take in the future. So if you were to take money from your IRA and live on it now, you're just depleting the IRA. So that means there's less in the future. Therefore, there's less you're forced to pull out and less you pay in taxes.
Okay.
And or if you're 70 and you're thinking, okay, I really want to chunk this IRA down for the next 3 years, so I'd have a smaller amount, but I'm not living on the money. And I know if I take the withdrawal, I have to pay taxes. I don't need the cash. I don't need the income. Then we would recommend, well, this roll your IRA over to your Roth. Mm-hmm. Therefore, you pay the taxes that year on that rollover. All your growth in the Roth IRA is tax-free to you, your spouses, and your kiddos. And so
Let me stop you there for just a second and ask a question, because many people will say that when you do these conversions, and that's what you're talking about, taking money from a 401k or an IRA, moving it to a Roth, paying the taxes along the way, that you should have that done before you retire, or you should have that done before 65. Some people will even say you should have that done before 60. You're saying this is a person who's 70 who can do it. Are you still doing those kind of conversions with people even into their 70s?
Every day. Okay. So we do that here. All the advisors are trained to do it. Our staff is trained to understand it. And here's the deal. Here's the hard part of it all. Let's say you're 73 right now, and this is a year you have to take an RMD. And now you're saying, oh, gosh, this is painful, Charisse. So if you say, now I want to start rolling these IRAs over to a Roth, everyone says, can I just take my RMD and roll it to a Roth now that I'm 73? No, you cannot. But what you can do, you can take your RMD, put that money in the bank, put the cash in there. You got to pay the tax bill on that. And anything else in that IRA you want to roll over that year, then you could roll it to a Roth. And that cash that you put in the bank from your other RMD can pay the tax bill on it.
Okay.
But, you know, that means if you're taking a $40,000 RMD and you're trying to roll over $40,000 to Roth, that's $80,000 in taxable dollars at whatever tax bracket you're at, right? It's a harder conversation, but I have helped people do that. They're adamant, I want to leave a tax-free plan for my wife or my husband, or I want to leave it to my kids. So that's stuck with that burden. So they will pay the price to do it. Just personal preference. So it's never too late. You can even do it when you're younger. If you are 30 and you have a 401k and you just left that job, do you know you could roll that 401k to a Roth IRA and there's no penalty to do it? You just got to pay the taxes that year. Okay. Hello, that makes the most sense to me. You can do that at any age. And most people actually don't realize that they can do that without penalty.
Got it.
You just got to pay the taxes. Yeah.
This is another reason to sit down with Charisse and go through this, because if taxes are at the top of your mind, and for most of us, they are right now because we're getting down to crunch time. If you owe money, you probably haven't done your taxes yet. It's going to be this weekend or next weekend. You're going to be, you know, sitting over the top of your software and you're going to be doing all of that. I get it. And you don't want to be doing this in your retirement years. So, I mean, I've used this little phrase a long time. Let's get you taken care of for this April 15th and all the April 15ths to come. That's tax planning, and it should be a part of every retirement plan. Give us a look on our website. Give us a call. Let's start the conversation. ZinniaWealth.com is our website, ZinniaWealth.com. And you'll see a gold box there. It says complimentary retirement consultation. Just click on that. You'll be on your way. We'll ask you to put in a little information there, and our team reaches out to you. Or you can reach out to us right now at 833-368-3680. All right, when you think about when you started your career and some of the things that you learned and some of the things that you said, it's interesting when you hear people who are celebrities who talk about that particular part of their life. Jerry Seinfeld has a Netflix special, and on it, he talked about one of the very first jokes that he ever told. And as a matter of fact, he told it here.
So I'm left-handed. Left-handed people do not like that the word left is so often associated with negative things. Two left feet, left-handed compliment. What are we having for dinner? Leftovers. You go to a party, there's nobody there. Where did everybody go? They left. That was it. That was my first joke.
Jerry Seinfeld's very first joke that was successful. That's great. So
I like leftovers. Like I
do too.
I'm a fan of leftovers. So he got that wrong. But you know, it depends what they are.
Exactly. I suppose you're right. Well, nobody wants to look at their retirement account and say, "Where's my money? It left." You know.
I know. I mean, I'm thinking of things like people. You know, all jokes aside, like. Is there anything left for my spouse? Ah. Is there a legacy left for my kids? My parents left me a big tax bill. My spouse left me with no long-term care plan.
Yeah.
I was left without a trust, and now I'm stuck in probate.
Nothing,
right?
So
I'm thinking
of
all the negative things.
None of them are good. None of them are good. Well, let's talk about that a little bit, because all of those things that you just mentioned can be avoided with some good estate planning, and this is part of the conversation when people come in.
Yes. You know, the top two things people are Googling today, the second one is estate planning. Mm-hmm. They're concerned. They know there's a big tax ramification to their spouses and to their kiddos, and how do we protect, and do I really need that will and trust that Susie Orman recommends that everybody must have? And that's a yes and no answer. And how do I leave this estate and these dollars in this trust tax-free to my kids? Like, what is the burden? People are more aware and questioning these things more than ever, because what has happened is they're seeing more people pass away the older we get, or they went through this scenario with their parents that passed away, and they're like, and they went through 2 or 3 years through probate, and it's been the biggest hellacious headache of their entire lives, that they're just saying, I need to make sure this doesn't happen for my kids. So it is a concern. You know, a lot of people don't have a will, right? A lot of people don't have a trust. They don't have their DNRs, do not resuscitate. They don't have their power of attorneys. They don't have their healthcare surrogates. So you're left with paying a big bill to your attorney when your money goes through probate, because you don't have the proper designations, or we call it operation of law, as part of your how you label your accounts. And it's one of the biggest moves and biggest mistakes people can make. So the question is, Charisse, okay, should I get a will? Should I get a trust? And when you come in and see us, we will make those recommendations. But full disclosure, just like Social Security cannot advise you on what strategy to take, you got to come to me first. I cannot tell you the best estate planning strategy for you, but I can give you some keyed words, certain things that I know for a fact, and certain things that you will need to go to our attorneys to make sure all those things are right, because that's what they get paid the big bucks to do, the estate plan. I don't sit here and write wills and trusts, but I have my attorneys here do it for our clients, right? Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure everything's in proper order. We get some people who come in, Randy, they have one house, one car, one beneficiary, one IRA, one bank account. Do they need a trust? Probably not. Susie Orman would say otherwise. I don't mean to pick on her this week, but unfortunately, this will be the last week we do that. But you need to know, because there's other things you can do. The biggest thing that goes through probate, Randy, is one of your largest assets. It's your house.
Yep.
And the second thing that goes through probate is your banks, because they're not properly titled or the right beneficiaries, or there are no beneficiaries on your bank accounts. But the house, hello, we always forget the house. And that's the one that takes the longest. All the while, your kiddos or whoever's trying to sell this home after you pass away, they're having to pay insurance and taxes on it every year. And if it's there for 3 years in probate with the court system, because you didn't properly title it, I mean, that's more money to the attorney on top of it. So come in, we'll guide you down this path. We're very, very fluent in the language. And then we'll send you off to our attorneys that will come into our offices to sit down with you.
Having the right legal papers in place is a part of retirement planning. It's another way to protect your money. And that's really what we're here to do. Protection, income, and growth. And those, there's a lot that comes into each one of those categories. Wills, trusts, and all those legal papers are part of it. Give us a call and let's get started. ZinniaWealth.com is our website, ZinniaWealth.com. Hit the gold box that says complimentary retirement consultation. Or just call us, 833-368-3680. 833-368-3680. Charisse, we've done it again. We've zipped through another show. So I'll give you the last word on this one.
All righty. You guys, thank you for tuning in. I know it is beautiful out, but it's also nice to be hanging outside with your grandkids and your families when it's beautiful out and knowing that your retirement is protected. So live by design and not by default. Come see us. Listen to our podcast on Retirement Coffee Talk on Apple, Spotify, iTunes, and YouTube. Wherever you're listening, we are there. And we will see you here next week.
This has been Retirement Coffee Talk. To find out more about how the strategies we've discussed on this program can build the retirement you've been wanting, call Zinnia Wealth at 352-368-3680 or visit us online at zinniawealth.com.
Charisse Rivers is an investment advisor representative of Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments can fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Financial professionals are not licensed in all 50 states. To find out if Charisse Rivers is licensed in your state, please contact their office. Zinnia Wealth Advisory, LLC is not affiliated with nor endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any other government agency and does not provide legal or tax advice. Annuity guarantees rely solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Any client experiences discussed during this show are unique to that client. They are not meant to imply or suggest you will experience the same results. By contacting us, you may be provided with information about insurance and annuity products offered through Charisse Rivers, NPN Insurance License Number 8718011.